This is the Gary Sharp Show. I'm Gary. You can find it on Twitter at GarySharp1620. You can find George and yours truly via email into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. Here is always, I'm always amused by workouts, whether they be voluntary or mandatory. You can have a mandatory voluntary workout. It's a phrase that is always kind of funny to me because when they say it's voluntary, even though you're not supposed to make it mandatory that somebody's there, if you are not there, you better have a good reason. So voluntary workouts will begin June 1. Then maybe a six-week ramp-up. That could happen in the middle of July. All right, welcome back, Gary Sharp Show. On a Friday, 99 days away. 99 days away. There is some news in college athletics that has nothing to do with COVID-19 and whether you're going to be able to tailgate, whether you're going to be able to ticket in the stadium, or what it's all going to be like. The name, image, and likeness, really in the last 11 weeks, has taken off. It has been a slow movement through states and athletic departments responding, some in kind, some giving it the Heisman stiff arm. But over the last 11 weeks, with the NCAA basketball tournament being canceled, spring sports being canceled, waivers for eligibility immediately being discussed, the power of the student athlete has gotten a lot more intriguing in the last 11 weeks. And now the name, image, and likeness really is on the fast track. To be honest, when this all came up and started in California, then it was Florida, and then even at the beginning of this year in Nebraska, was discussed down in Lincoln in the unicameral. Like, okay, I could see this, but we're probably looking at 2023. That's a long way away. No. Now we are looking at something much earlier. Now it has a new twist to it. Brett McMurphy, former ESPN college football writer, now works for a stadium. He has obtained a letter from the Power Five League commissioners. And you can see the letter online. You will not be able to figure out Bob Bowlsby's signature. Not sure what was going on when he signed this, but check for yourself. The Power Five League commissioners are asking, are you ready for this? Congress to enact clear national policy on name, image, and likeness and not wait for the NCAA process to conclude. So while you turn to Congress, you are hoping to fast track this, but they also want a uniform national standard that will preempt state name, image, and likeness laws. Time is of the essence, according to this tweet from Brett McMurphy. So what does this do? Well, every state, if you look like what is proposed in Nebraska, what's proposed in California or has been passed in California, what has been discussed in Florida, the states are not on the same page. They all have differing language of how the name, image, and likeness would work. I think the consensus principles seem to be very common in what the Power Five would like. They want this to go quick, so they turn to Congress instead of waiting for the NCAA, because the NCAA may just keep kicking it down the road. I still don't understand. I mean, I've listened to Blake Oddie from Open Doors on how this is going to work. I read an article yesterday that Sam Ellinger at Texas, if name, image, and likeness was going on right now, he could make $1 million. $1 million for the starting quarterback at Texas. We all know that you can be an influencer, and that's where you would make some pretty good money. I said, what about Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, doing special things for your fans where you can subscribe? But being an influencer where companies pay you. I mean, let's use what we're going through right now, for example. You're hearing a lot more businesses that are open, that are reopening. Can you imagine? You're a you're a sports bar, you're a restaurant in Lincoln, and you have been shuttered since the middle of March. But now you've got the green light, and you are going to open. And you have to find a way to let everybody know that you're open. And it's not necessarily just word of mouth. What if you paid Wandale Robinson to go on all of his social media feeds and to plug that you guys were open? Just spitballing here, an idea. You don't think that would be big? You don't think a business would like that? Get a Nebraska football player, a Creighton basketball player, somebody, a Nebraska volleyball player. Hey, we're open for business. And I got a player that's got 60,000 Instagram followers that's telling everybody that we're open. How much would you pay for that as a business, by the way? Now, we hope you would pay first to be on the radio before going to an influencer, but I get it. So with that said, this is something, and I'm for this. It's not paying players out of the pocket of the athletic department or your university. It is on them. Now, there's a lot more logistics to figure out, but I keep going back to this. How are you going to figure out a way to maintain the quote-unquote amateur nature of this and present name, image, likeness, money from making a difference in recruiting? We ask and people say, nope, there's going to be standards. Yeah? Really? There's still a lot of unanswered questions through all of this. And I'm Mr. Optimism, but I have a feeling that the end result's going to be disappointing to people on how this is going to work, because it seems like there's starting to become more chefs in the kitchen. We like less chefs in the kitchen. We like the best chef cooking our meal, because when you get a bunch of other chefs in there, what happens? Everybody's got ideas. They throw them into the pot, and things get a little bit scrambled. But this is what happens with the NCAA. We get our hopes up, and then the final product, and we go, yeah. Now, I know that having different state laws would not work. I mean, some places where you could make more or less, there's a cap. I mean, that would not work at all. But do we believe that the Power Five commissioners trying to fast-track it, go to the Congress ahead of the NCAA, that this is all going to work out? Will it end up bad? Because I have my ideas of how this would work, just presenting a local business of, you know, approaching a Wandale Robinson. Probably going to be disappointed in how this is going to look. But is this the right move to turn towards Congress instead of going to the NCAA? And there's probably other things going on in the country right now that the Congress needs to be paying closer attention to. And it goes back to a comment I made earlier. And maybe this is why we love or don't love our college athletics. The playing field is not level in college athletics, and we try and make it level, and it's not going to be. Major college football, it's not level. We already know there's the haves and the have-nots between Power 5 and Group 5. Even inside of Power 5, inside of your own conference, there are the haves and the have-nots. Look at basketball. You have the power conferences in basketball, and you have mid-major conferences. And there's even not a level playing field in mid-major conferences. For example, in Summit League basketball, there are some programs that have, they can pay grant and aid, cost of attendance. Some can't. Some have that as a huge recruiting advantage. Some have a budget where they can build a practice facility. Others can't. College athletics is not meant to be on a level playing field. It's just not, and it's accepted. Sometimes you benefit from it. Other times you're on the wrong end and you're scrambling. And it may add to why some have a stronger connection to their college athletic team that they support than their pro team, because they are their own individual. And George, do you have, and you don't necessarily have a college team. Do fan the in the fandom cycle, do you have more of a personal connection to your college team you root for than any of your pro teams?
Me personally, no, but
because pro teams are on in salary cap leagues, they're on a level playing field.
I agree.
I mean, the NFL is a level playing field. Even though at the end of the day, it's still the same 12 to 15 teams that are competing for playoff spots and have a chance to win a Super Bowl. But there is at least the illusion that the NFL is on a level playing field, which they are, in the structure. I mean, not everybody can have Andy Reid as their coach. Some have Vic Fangio as their head coach. Okay. That's, you know, you had a chance. I can't wait to see Stibbs at 2. Everything is not equal in college athletics, and that may be why we love it. Or we just love our college team. And we have more of a connection because we went to school there or they're in our community compared to your pro team. I mean, what do you get more frustrated and ride the wave of emotion with, your college fandom or your pro fandom? Now, if I'm asking this on the East Coast where college football is not as prevalent, unless you went to a school that college football was front and center, you're like, hello. But around this part of the country where college athletics is huge and there's an extreme passion for college athletics, does your roller coaster go faster with your college team you root for or your pro team? And I think one of the reasons why there's such a connection to college, outside of you went to school there or your parents are big fans, is because it's all individualized. Not everybody is the same. And we don't want college athletics to be the same. Level playing field. Hey, when Nebraska was taking advantage of having Prop 48 kids, we weren't going, oh, the SEC should have Prop 48. No. SEC can oversign. What do? The Big Ten should oversign. The Big Ten doesn't. It's not a level playing field. And in this case, you're going to try with name, image, likeness, get to a level playing field. But competitive fairness are illusions in major college football and major college basketball. Doesn't exist. I just think that this will not turn out like we think it's going to. Somehow it'll get tweaked and tweaked again, and then the final tweaker will finish the product, and it won't be the scenarios that we talk about. Hey, my business is opening in Lincoln. Good sports bar. Got no games, but hey, we got the food and the beer is back. Wandale, how much would it take for you to plug us on your Instagram that has 60,000 followers? I mean, we think that way, but I wonder if it'll really be that way when it's all said and done. I mean, you already had the states had to initiate before the NCAA did, and the NCAA fought against it. And now you got the Power Five, who are still under the umbrella of the NCAA, turning to Congress. This is kind of interesting. Everybody's circumventing each other. All right, 112. George's got his NBA 2K minute coming up here in a little bit. The sped-up version of the NBA postseason may be announced next week. There is conference calls today going on, and there's the survey that is out there that the NBA ownership would like the play-in tourney ahead of the World Cup stage tourney. George has got thoughts. And George, you said something the other day about shutting down the season that I'm going to circle back to because I got a better question for you.
Okay.
We'll do all of that before we are done with this week's edition of the Gary Sharp Show. It's right here on 1620 The Zone. Hey, local business, they are not done. They are open. They are ready for you going into this weekend. You're looking for a place that can take care of you, a place that can take care of your vehicle, that you trust, that you know that they have been in Omaha for a long time, and they're not going anywhere because they are Omaha, places like Omaha Transmission.